Hey, beautiful. How are you? So, I hope you're not doing anything on the 24th of September because I am inviting you to come to Kabwe for the live recording of the 100th episode of the Africana Woman podcast. Yes, we are almost at a whole 100 episodes, and I honestly could not have got here without you. So I want you to be there. I want to see you. I want to hug you, to dance with you, sis. It's going to be epic, like epic. So to sign up to be one of the 100 celebrants, go to the show notes and find the link. I'm going to say it again. All roads lead to Kumushi Garden in Kabwe on 24th September for the live recording of the 100th episode of Africana Woman podcast. P.S. If you are not in the country, you can still participate. There's no excuse. We are all lightening it up, lighting it up. So you can send us a message, a voice note, a video, or even a question for your favorite guests. Go to the show notes to find out how to submit your contribution. Guys, see you at the party. Bye.
At Africana Woman, we have a saying which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have 4 questions for you. You can expand if you want or just answer. It doesn't really matter. So are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what are you rooted to?
I've been thinking about this question because I've been listening to podcasts. Okay. I just wanted to put it out there. But the first podcast I listened to, and I was like, the answer just went, and every time I repeat the same answer. So I am rooted in my people. I am rooted in my people. My people are all the way to my ancestors, down to my child right now, all those generations. I am a true believer of what I do will benefit or affect my people somehow. Like including myself. So I'm rooted in that. It's always about my people. It's always about them. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So what are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
Woo! Mind. I love research. I love watching documentaries. I have TikTok. But on TikTok, I follow a lot of I want to say educational, but I'm scared if I say educational, you think teaching. No, but some people who are teaching you like a skill or like how to do DIYs and things like that. So I always refer to myself as a lifelong learner. I'm always like that. So my mind always research documentaries. It doesn't matter what the documentary is on. I recently just rewatched the one on Nina Simone, and I saw her in such a different light, like biographies. Yeah, so that's how I, you know, I'm that person. Like I watched the Viola Davis with Oprah recently. Exactly. So that's kind of my gist, like when I'm just trying to refresh my brain, get new ideas, that's me. And I follow a lot of teachers, like a lot of them from all generations on all social platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, wherever I can find them. I'm always like, I want to know what they're doing, you know? So yeah, so that's my mind. Body, I exercise, I walk, I run. I go to the gym when I'm not feeling funny. I used to have a trainer. I stopped because my mind wasn't okay and my emotion was not okay. So the balance was just off. Yeah. So physically, we eat fairly healthy in the house. I'm crazy about vegetables, not so much about fruits, but we do eat fruits. So I'm mindful about what we put in our bodies. I'm a firm believer in God, not so much religion-based anymore, but I believe in God. I believe in my ancestors. Every day, I believe that I'm being guided. I speak to them through prayer and also just on my day-to-day, like before sitting down doing anything, I'm like, God, be with me, speak through me, let your will be done. So that's me. I wouldn't say I read the Bible because like I'm still scrutinizing the Bible right now. I feel like there's been so many additions onto the Bible. So I'm not like And the Bible says, I'm always like, really? Would God say that? So, but I know and believe in the relationship that I have with God. And I know that my people are fighting for me in the spiritual world. They're with me. They're guiding me. So, I feel them around me. So I believe in that. Like spiritually, prayer, silence. I have dark room days when I just sit quietly in a dark room because the light excites me. It tells my brain it's time to wake up, time to start talking. Because I'm always talking so much. Darkness, and that also calms my spirit, and I can be still.
Well, yeah. I love that you said that you're scrutinizing the Bible. I think there's actually a lot of us that are in that phase of our life, but people don't actually want to talk about it openly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just because, I think the majority of the people around us are the Bible says type people.
Right?
You said that. I think a lot of people resonate with that and just say, okay, yeah.
I do.
Stage where I can look at religion like critically and say, okay, is this really true? Is this not true and stuff? But then that's a conversation for another day. So we won't go too deep.
Right.
Okay. So do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
Woo! I'm an overthinker. I am an overplanner. I have to see it before I do it. Like I need the vision. I need to see where we're going. What are we starting with? How's that going to happen? And sometimes it kills me being spontaneous. I was laughing with my friends actually yesterday. I'm like, there's a day that my sister is so spontaneous. Oh my God. She came on a Friday after work and she said, listen, tomorrow morning we're driving down to Durban. We live in Gauteng. It takes 6 hours to get to Durban. And she's like, we're driving down to Durban, just like that. She never said anything the morning of, on Monday, on Sunday, nothing. And that's how I missed out on a trip to Durban. I haven't been to Durban to this day. I don't know. Like Durban, I see it on pictures. I've been to Cape Town, but I've never been to Durban. And that was my opportunity. But for the fact that it wasn't planned, I couldn't do it. I didn't have plans for the weekend. I was home. They were video calling me with her daughter and her partner, and they were having the time of their lives. And I just couldn't. I couldn't because it wasn't planned. So my overthinking has become, or overplanning. I'm always ready, especially professional or whatever we're doing at home, because I'm the person who's gonna overprepare. So that is in itself like a strength to some sort. But as a weakness, sometimes I can't move because it's not planned. So yeah, that's my weakness.
Okay, I like it. And then what do you know as a certainty?
I will come through it. I know for sure. I'll. Of late, I've been going through a lot of professional challenges, so to say. One thing that's kept me through is that whatever happens, continue telling your own story. That's like my mantra every day. Tell your own story, whatever. Like in a situation with your actions, whatever, tell your own story. Be careful not to take up anybody's, story and make it your own. It's so easy to do that. Like want to be like somebody or be so inspired that you forget your own, story and you start becoming this other person. So with that, telling my own story, I've always kept in mind that it may be hard, but you will come out on the other side. I know that for sure. I'll come out on the other side, conquered, and look back and be like, yeah, that was some ride, and continue.